Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Happy Birthday America weekend. This is Into Tomorrow, our 26th year on the air, and for the weekend of Friday, July 2nd. 2021. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
And from the Dexcom G6 studios, we come to you. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. And of course, when you're having your barbecues this weekend, as we have planned at your place, bringing some of the staff and friends over, it's going to be nice as long as it's not going to rain.
Yeah, and as long as y'all are out of there by like 7 p.m.
I beg your pardon? I thought we were going to combine it into game night with Cameron and
stuff. Game afternoon.
Okay, all right, everybody, get out. I can see it now. Anyway, well, then it better be a darn good barbecue. And I better get some take home.
We'll see.
So I can have some on Sunday.
And bring enough so that you can take some home.
See, that's how it works. Anyway, some tech news and commentary before we get to your calls. Phillip standing by in Louisiana and a whole bunch of others participating, especially now during our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. We've got so many new things that we've added this week, so be sure and stay tuned later this hour. In a few minutes, we're going to be sharing with you some of the new goodies that we've added.
Facebook has joined the ranks of a $1 trillion company.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, that doesn't make it any better.
Yeah. They're the fifth U.S. company to reach that milestone. It now joins Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet, which, of course, is Google's parent. It's funny how all the trillion-dollar companies in the U.S. are tech companies.
That's not funny. It's just obvious.
Yeah. And all companies that spy on us, I mean, use our personal information, I mean, sell us products.
Yeah. That we are the product.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I remember telling you before we came into the show that, you know, I'm tired of hearing people say that, you know, if you don't like the way Facebook works, then just don't use it because it's a free product.
And, you know, no, it's not free.
It's not because, you know, we pay for it with our privacy.
Yep. Or lack of privacy.
Yeah.
Speaking of Facebook, this week a federal judge dismissed antitrust lawsuits against Facebook Inc. filed by the U.S. government in most states. Unfortunately, a major win for Facebook before the cases even got off the ground. The FTC had alleged Facebook engaged in a systematic strategy to eliminate its competition, including by purchasing smaller up-and-coming rivals like Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. The U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia dismissed the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust complaint against the social or anti-social media giant, calling it legally insufficient. It also dismissed a similar case brought by the attorneys general of 46 of our 50 states. That's sad. You would think that they would all have it together. Now, that doesn't mean they can't bring it again where they have more legal sufficiency, I guess. But holy cow.
Well, and it was the cancellation of those two cases that pushed them over that $1 trillion mark. As soon as that was announced, Facebook stock rose like 4%, which then put them over that threshold.
Oh, wonderful. So not only did they get away with murder, so to speak, but it pushed them over the $1 trillion threshold.
Yeah. They have murdered our privacy.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's hard for us down here in Miami to imagine life without air conditioning, but that's a reality for many people in cooler climates, and they usually don't need it. Take Seattle, for instance. The climate is normally very temperate there. I remember years ago visiting Seattle in the middle of June when I'm used to temps like in the high 90s here in Miami, and it was maybe in the mid-60s. That's not been the case this week. A so-called heat dome, a heat wave that hovers over a region, has pushed temperatures into triple digits across the Pacific Northwest. As a result, Amazon has joined other companies in the region and opened part of their headquarters as a cooling center for local residents.
Really? Come on in, bring your money.
Well, it's with a 1,000-person capacity, the Amazon Meeting Center is among 36 locations where local residents can seek refuge amid unprecedented temperatures. So I don't say this very often, and I probably will never say it again, but kudos to Amazon for joining in on that.
Yeah, we won't let them get such a big head, but good on them for a change. We talked a lot last week about the new Windows 11 coming out. Some are saying that Apple's always sold itself as the anti-Microsoft. Now, Windows 11 is the anti-Apple. And it's doing that by targeting the iPhone. So be sure to listen to our Microsoft announcement highlights in hour three of today's show.
And if the station you're listening to us on doesn't carry all 3 hours, then make sure you stop by our site, subscribe to the free podcast, or check out the post.
There you go.
IntoTomorrow.com.
Don't miss it. Philip in Shreveport, Louisiana, listens on 710 Keel, and we love you for it, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
Wanted to know more about cell phone power boosters. I got one on my truck, but for some reason, I don't know it's really working. How can you check for that?
Well, Philip, the only real test is to see if your signal is better or not when you use it. If this one is in your truck, then odds are that sometimes it's helping because there's a little bit of a signal, but not enough for your phone's antenna. And it's boosting it enough to be usable. But trucks move, so sometimes there's probably not enough of a signal to boost. And other times, there's probably no benefit in using it because the signal was fairly good to begin with.
Yeah, signal boosters are powered devices. There's the antenna, but there's also a repeater that needs to be plugged into power to be able to operate. If you want to know if the booster is having an effect, just unplug it when you think your signal may be low and look at your phone's bars. If they stay the same, then it's probably not helping. But if they drop or you completely lose service, then your device at least was having an effect.
Yeah, and of course, if you're on a call, be sure and warn them that you're going to unplug your booster. So if I lose you, I'll call you back. Philip, I hope that helps you out. Let us know if we've been able to answer your question. And stay tuned. Let's meet at intotomorrow.com.